So, what do we have tonight?
We are about to embark on a different kind of snacking adventure, an advent calendar.
I am so excited. I have been looking forward to this, well, since it arrived in October, but I woke up today and knew it was Advent Day.
I bought Maddie like a coffee one, and his is obviously like a morning advent calendar. And I was like, marshmallows are definitely not first thing in the morning.
I mean, they could be if you wanted it to, but
well, and on some days I might.
Like with a hot cocoa, maybe?
Yeah, okay. You've already talked me into it. It is now a morning advent calendar.
Do you have any other advent calendars you're doing
this season? This is my only one. I always look for the cheese one, and I've still never been able to get my hands on it.
I have my wine one and my cheese one. And my cheese was too salty tonight.
Oh.
It was an aged white cheddar, and it was so salty.
Sounds pretty good. Sounds like I might enjoy it, calendar people. Come on. I don't know why. If someone in York County is obsessed and always gets there before me, or if they're not stocking them in my location. Was the
yeah,
wine
nice? I'm... Oh, it's a red blend, and I don't super love red wines, but after the day I've had, delightful.
Not too shabby.
I don't understand it not ever being at your store, because I feel like there's always so many. They're in abundance.
I checked both here. The one on 30 on the west side and the one by the Walmart I never like to go near on the east side.
That's crazy. I think, well, you did at least end up getting the marshmallow one, but you had to work for that too.
Yeah. Shout out to Morgan.
Morgan, who I suspect may have lied. But I'm not going to say anything bad about our future sponsors.
Yeah, XO is definitely going to want to work with us.
They should, because I'm about to say a whole lot of nice things about their packaging. This marshmallow advent calendar is beautiful.
It's so pretty, and like obviously it's like a cardboard box thing, but it just seems really detailed, well made. It's so cute. The back actually has information that pertains to these snacks.
And, oh,
unlike on all of the Target ones where I try to read this stuff. So this is the It's a Marshmallow World in the Winter XO Marshmallow Advent Calendar for 2022. Each day, I believe, is a different marshmallow. So there's 25. Rare to have Christmas involved.
And if I remember correctly from the website, some of the flavors are available to purchase through their website, but there are a few that are exclusive to the advent calendar.
Which feels like so luxurious to me.
I am reading the back and just now finding out that they have a flagship marshmallow cafe in Chicago. And I'm wondering, why have I never been there?
I have to tell you that when I read it for the first time, just before we got on the call, I thought, that sounds like somewhere that we should have been already in our
life. I'm putting it out there, the Snack Queen's pilgrimage to the Marshmallow Cafe.
I love it. So this puppy, do you mind if I read this section?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's 2022 and there's snow where else we'd rather be than celebrating with you. Enjoy this holiday season with our marshmallow advent calendar, 25 days of our most favorite and exclusive marshmallows. So this is like the part that I think will be interesting for however we attack this. No peeking. This year we've added little hints inside the doors to help you guess the flavor, and the answer is printed on the back of each compartment. Designed with you in mind, these advent calendars make great gifts for your family and friends, but don't forget one for you too. We didn't. And they're sold out, so I actually forgot my family and friends, but not myself.
I have never thought I need to buy my family and friends an advent calendar.
Well, I didn't till this year, but my mom will. She's downstairs. There's no way she's hearing this. She collects those Target birds, and they had an advent calendar with the birds this year. And they're like little. They don't have legs, but they're very cute. And it's so I bought everyone one because I bought her one.
Oh, I love that.
It's really when it's only 12 days, so we'll start it a little later. So I will definitely send you a picture of it.
I am looking up pictures of the Marshmallow Cafe.
Does it look cool?
It looks wonderful.
I hope that there are little people. I guess they maybe would employ kids, and they'd be dressed up like the marshmallows that are in these drawings. Decorating trees and having a little snuggle.
I would love that. Oh my gosh, it's wild. There looks, yeah, we gotta go there.
Okay,
that sounds so good. Many marshmallows.
I'm gonna have to say hi to my friend Dana while we're in Chicago, but I feel like she'll be fine with us taking a ton of time to go to a marshmallow cafe.
Yes. I would like a marshmallow Christmas tree to decorate.
It's so cute. I also want to eat this rainbow one.
Yeah. Sorry, rainbow guy. I hope we get one that looks like that.
Yeah, me too. That's like one of their famous ones. So the calendar is sold out currently, but if you like what you hear, it seems like they're doing it every year. It was $54.95, free shipping over like 30 some dollars from the website. And again, it's so pretty.
It's so cute, and I'm really excited. So we're going to do something a little different this month, and basically this month is just going to be marshmallow-centric.
Yeah.
You might hear some little thoughts as we, I guess, try them every day, but I think we're going to come together maybe once a week. In review.
I think that sounds like a really fun way to do it, and that's not stressful with where our current schedules are.
Hannah is going to be here tomorrow night, and I already promised her that she can share it with me, so we might get a special guest appearance.
I am very excited about that. Okay, I'll ask the dog to be on mine. It'll be fancy from other. I don't have a sweater.
It's okay.
Okay. Should we do this first one?
Yes.
How do you want to do it? Do you want to read the hint or not at all?
I don't know. I hadn't thought about it.
All right. Well, I'm just going to punch my door open. Ooh, really nice and perforated.
Oh, you can't help but see the hint.
My hand is currently over it. Should I just look at it?
Yeah. Oh. The hint in the door says parfait all day. Don't look in the actual back of the box.
Okay, mine is angled so that I can't see it. So you saw the answer?
Yeah. So I can tell you if you're right or not.
Well, that's too much pressure. I'm just going to look. Okay, it's like a light pink. And it smells fruity.
And it's so cute.
It's a pretty good size. I'd say if you've ever bought, what's that company that makes the like fancier marshmallows? I don't know. But this is like a little bigger than their marshmallows.
It's a substantial marshmallow. And There's something falling off, like flakes of something. Salt? Salt?
Oh. Oh, I see one now. Okay. I'm going to try and rip mine a little bit. Man, what does that smell like? Sherbet?
Parfait all day.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
Here we go. It's like peachy.
Yes.
But I don't think a peach parfait is a thing. It's yummy though.
It's really yummy.
Okay. Peach peach is my answer.
So close. Peaches and cream.
Oh, I like how that's... Okay, so now I can see the setup. I understand. And it's in the little heart. Mmm, that was delicious.
Oh, this is going to be a fun month.
I liked that. Okay, I got to write this down. Peaches and cream.
Also, I don't want to share with Hannah.
You shouldn't have promised her.
I know.
I have half of mine left, and I thought I was going to let my mom have a little. I don't know that I am. I'm cleansing my palate with a poppy, strawberry lemon. I'm really into them right now. I'm very classy. But this is a tangent, and we have to rate our marshmallows.
Well, this is really hard to rate because usually there's something to compare it against. But I'm really happy.
Yeah, it was a beautiful start.
I think I'm going to give it a 7. Room okay. to grow.
That is exactly where I put it. And I was thinking the parfait clue wasn't that great to me.
No, that was a terrible clue.
So,
but cutesy.
Yeah, it rhymed. Okay, I agree, 7. I'm sure that there will be some that not are worse, that I just enjoy less. But I know that there's going to be some that are better.
I am excited. There's got to be some candy cane sort of situation coming.
That, they could do like 2 in a row. And I would just be like, oh, we did this again? Okay. Oops. Awesome. Okay, so keep an ear out for new episodes as we explore our calendars.
Yay. Oh, Loki found a bug, like a little gnat. He just like jumped up out of nowhere. He's going crazy.
I hope he got it.
Me too. Elizabeth.
Yes.
Do you have any thumbs up or thumbs down?
Today, I have a thumbs up. I waited a little bit, but I did finish the final season of Dead to Me today. And I thought that it had the same absurdity and charm of the first 2 seasons. And it was a nice send-off, though silly.
That's so nice to hear. I haven't even considered watching it. I don't know why. Like, it hasn't made it onto my suggested shows on Netflix.
If she didn't have MS, I don't know that it would have been a big of a topic in my house, but we've been talking about her a lot, so
gotcha.
I think my Netflix could hear that I was interested in how Christina was doing.
My thumbs up is Spirited on Apple TV Plus. Have you watched it yet?
No, I even saved it offline for when I'm at my grandma's working on stuff, because I thought, oh, that should be fun. But I haven't yet. So it's good?
Yes, I put off watching it. Well, partially because my TV upstairs is a Samsung and it won't let me download Apple TV Plus on it.
That's annoying.
So I can only watch it downstairs, but I don't typically watch TV in my room. But for some reason the other night I decided to turn it on and I really loved it. It is cheesy in the best kind of way. And Will Ferrell is a surprisingly good singer. And I feel like he came at it with the same amount of heart that everybody loved in Elf.
Oh, good. I can't wait to watch it.
Yeah. I think it will definitely be a part of my Christmas movie rotation every year from now on. And that's big. Cause
yeah, that's high praise.
Yeah. There are a lot of movies I've never watched again. Okay, well, this was a fun start to what I hope is a tasty month.
I think it's going to be a delightful and delicious.
And on that note, snack you later.
Snack you later, Sarah.